I was going to say, maybe right now you could find yourself getting uncomfortable, but I feel like there are enough people out there that make you uncomfortable. So let's figure out how, when you get yourself more and more comfortable and you think your guard is down, that your brain, I just had a great idea, that was that sound. So that your brain has this absolute method when you're comfortable sometimes of just going along with whatever comes your way. You're not really paying attention. You're half paying attention. Everything sort of sounds good. And everything kind of flows right into your mind, right? So right now, as you find yourself dropping deeper into trance, and I'm going to bring back this because I really love it. As you find yourself dropping deeper into trance, let your unconscious mind know that there are some times when you get to a place, when you're having a chat with somebody, whether it's voice or video or text, doesn't matter what it is, that your brain kind of stops paying attention to everything that's being said. Maybe it's because you feel so good. Maybe it's because you trust them. Maybe there's something about the manner that they're speaking that just feels really comfortable, right? You've probably all been there. And at some point in time, your brain realizes that something got by. Something got slipped in. Something got admitted. Something was there that shouldn't have been there. Maybe you don't know what it is. Maybe you do know what it is. I'm going to give your brain right now a bunch of suggestions about this. We just talked about some. That's okay. Your unconscious mind needs to hear these things so it gets used to the idea that you can do these things for yourself. That you can do these things for yourself automatically. That you can do these things for yourself easily. That you don't even need to think about it. That you can just know that it's happening in your mind, giving in. So maybe the first thing that you have is that there are certain words or phrases or concepts that, unless you've negotiated with somebody, words about those things don't really slide in. It's almost as though you've got like fly paper, right? But for the thoughts. And for some reason, those papers, those sticky papers, really attract those thoughts. So if somebody says those or mentions those, you can have a really easy discussion with them because they're right in the forefront of your brain. They're stuck there. You can see them. You can hear them. You can feel them. Whichever metaphor you like best, you know they're there. You know the concept. You know who said it. You can tell that it's the sort of thing that you can find yourself having trapped, looking at it and examining how they did it, and then be able to have a conversation with them about, hey, that's not okay. We never discussed this. Don't do it again. I'm tearing down this piece of paper now and I'm putting up new ones. So maybe you find yourself having a spam filter. Maybe it's like that sticky paper, or maybe it's different. Maybe it literally takes every single word that's come in and your brain just sort of filters out what's what. Put some in spam, put some right in the inbox, put some directly in trash. Maybe some things that go in your spam filter you do need to take a look at. But when you look at them, you can notice that it's as though you're still protected, like you've got some sort of suit on that prevents you from being damaged or hurt by any of these things, that it allows you to look at them, to examine them, to realize just how bad they are. And you know, most of the time when you look at spam, you can either look at the sender or you can look at the way they've written the subject line, and you know that it's just all wrong. Let me say, nobody, none of my friends in all the years that I've ever had hypnosis has ever sent me an email that says, "Dear friend," in the subject line. Just doesn't happen. In fact, "dear" is a dead giveaway that somebody's out to scam somebody for something. No reverends, no sergeants, although I imagine that if you were in the military, you might actually have friends with titles like some of those, like sergeant or private or whatever, corporal. So you have to know your audience and know the people that are speaking to you, and you can identify the folks just on the name, on the content, on the way a subject is written, whether or not that you're going to find yourself okaying that. You can look at it and go, nope, clearly all of this is spam. Out it goes. None of it gets saved. None of it gets a second thought. That's it. You gave it a first thought when you looked at it. It got caught. You threw it out. It's all good. Your unconscious mind can know that no matter what the suggestion is, holding it in a place before it absolutely is committed to an action on your half is a really powerful thing that you can do. But what happens if you thought you wanted to do a thing and it gets stuck there anyway? Well, make an adjustment. Tell your brain, this thing is actually okay. I am actually okay with this. Make a decision that that thing right there is okay and let it through. But if it isn't okay, send it to be recycled, throw it away, discard it, all those things. Imagine what that's like to notice that there are people who you thought you could trust, but then their words are not trustable. So you could put all their words in the non-trustable category. You could have a conversation with them. Your brain knows that you could have a conversation with them. And in the meantime, all their words get stuck in a place where you have to give them a second look. And if their words are okay then, you could let them in if you wanted to, if you thought you could trust it, if you thought you could trust them, if you thought they were good for you. Otherwise, you could let them go too. Think about how easy it is right now for your brain to let a thing go. Even if you were fantastic at amnesia, your unconscious mind can know that there are likely always things that you are going to love or not love, want to do or not want to do, are actually safe for you or pretty slippery slopes or just outright not safe for you. Perhaps you can imagine that there are people out there who use slimy, scuzzy techniques to try and get you to drop into trance, to obey them, to feel a certain way about them. And I don't know exactly when your unconscious mind's radar for this sort of thing is going to go off. I imagine that it depends on the person, which is why sometimes if we think we trust somebody, that it can be a little bit more challenging because you think they're okay. Maybe we don't trust anybody except the people that we completely trust. Maybe. That's a hard thing to do. I know I'm pretty trusting, but I still am not going to give anybody my credit card information. I still am not going to give people access to my mind to do things that my brain says, nope, no thank you, I don't want to do that, not at all, no. The idea of saying no sometimes is really ingrained in what we do, and the idea of not being able to say no for some people is also ingrained in something that we can do. So you have to trust that your brain can filter out what a person's actions are versus what their words are, versus the way you thought you knew them versus the way they actually are. I like the idea of an airlock. I like the idea of the whiteboard. I like the idea of encrypting things so that your brain is encrypted. And that somebody has to verify that they can actually get through. You know what? Sure, I've got your name and your password, and I've accessed your email and your phone. That might needs probably you, right? Like if you had your name, your username, your password, your phone number, and your email, it's probably you. All those things. Probably you. Probably okay for you. If it's somebody else trying to get into your account, i.e. your brain, and maybe they have your username. Maybe they think they have your password. Maybe they think by brute forcing it in, they can try enough different combinations that one of them's going to work, that your brain is simply going to at some point in time give in. Your brain is better than that. Your brain is better than that. Maybe you do have a guardian angel or a watcher, and everything has to go through them. Whatever it is that you find yourself enjoying, whether it's a virtual machine, that's okay. But any suggestion can absolutely be deleted. I want your brain to know that whether or not I give you a suggestion, whether or not anybody gives you a suggestion, and we like having people that we completely trust. We like, if we're owned, having people that we give them the idea, the permission to do anything they want. Sometimes, even if we have said we didn't want to, sometimes we'd like that consensual non-consent stuff, but only with a very small circle of people. Everybody else can fuck the fuck off. And the idea that I had that was in my head was that you can allow your unconscious mind right now to build a little index, a non-complete index for right now, but a little index of who you can trust and how completely you can trust them on a sliding scale. For example, a particularly delightful woman in here might be on top of some people's lists, not me, but somebody else, who I actually would completely trust as well. And then maybe somebody that you've been chatting with online, even for a while, they may not be on that list. They may be further down that list because you think you can trust them. I don't know. But allow your unconscious mind to build an index. To think of your top 100 people / ideas that are okay. What's a green light for you? Do you want to go blank and mindless? Do you want to find yourself more obedient? Do you want to discover that you've gotten naked and taken pictures of yourself? What is your limit? Do you want to discover that you ordered sex toys on Amazon to be sent to your door? Do you want to discover that you've posted crazy lewd things in a chat room? Do you want to discover that you have been recruiting somebody for somebody else? I don't know where your limits are, and you may not know where your limits are either. But I'm suggesting right now that your unconscious mind can brood around in your brain, can figure out what your limits are for people, for ideas. And you can begin to build an index, the top 100 index. And so maybe the top 5 people on your list, you can discover that you can trust. And maybe the top 10 or even 20 ideas on your list, you can totally trust. And the further down your index that you start to go, what you notice is that less and less of that can actually get through. And I'm going to liken it to this because every time I see these videos, it cracks me the fuck up. So imagine you're watching street cam in London or Russia. This is where I usually see them, right? And you see a big bus go through, and maybe this big bus is full of all these ideas that you find so yummy, right? You're like, oh my God, just give me more and more and more. And it's a long bus and it's coming through and all these ideas are flowing slam, slam, slam into your brain. And you're like, yeah, give me more. And all of a sudden somebody tries to sneak in an idea that looks hot and sexy like a little race car. And then bam, those bollards come up and you're like, holy shit. Ha, look at that car. It just got flipped the fuck over. Look at that car. It's stuck on those bollards. Those people aren't going anywhere. Allow your brain to do that with any suggestions that you don't like. Allow your unconscious mind to know that anything that's supposed to be there can get through. Anything that isn't is not only not allowed in, it might find itself damaged. Now, the driver of that car stuck on that bollard or the front end of their car smushed in, as fast as those bollards work, your brain can work even faster because people sometimes are fucking sneaky. Don't let them in. Allow your brain to get to the point where you can tell what's okay. You know what's okay. You've thought about what's okay. And if it's not okay, you can toss that bollard up. Then you can have a discussion about it later. Or even right then, if you thought it was a outsized discussion, you can find yourself coming up out of trance or staying in trance, whichever one works for you, and having a discussion and saying, excuse me, no, I'm not following that instruction. Don't give it to me again. That was sneaky, that was wrong, that was bad. Or bring it up at the end, whichever way is most comfortable for you. But notice that bringing up things that are not okay for you becomes effortless, that your unconscious mind really doesn't need to think about it. It just goes, hey, by the way, that was a shitty suggestion. There was a sneaky suggestion. There was a slippery slope of a suggestion. You didn't ask for my permission for that suggestion. You have no consent for that suggestion. Fuck off. I love the phrase fuck off. I think it's universally understood that people know that they've done a thing that isn't okay and that they can go away. Discover how good it feels for your brain to think about using the phrase fuck off like a bollard. Maybe your brain can automatically, when you're deeply in trance, think about that. And if it comes out, just say fuck off. Well, even while you're in trance, imagine how amusing that would be. At least for you, it would be amusing for me if somebody said fuck off in trance. And I'd be like, okay, they did not like that suggestion. That's great. In fact, I think of it kind of like a safe word. But maybe not exactly like a safe word, but maybe kind of. Because maybe everything else is fine. Maybe you loved the bus. Maybe the bus was so exciting and so hot and so fabulous. But that last suggestion, nope, that was a fuck off. And so you can be clear about what it is that your brain wants and what it is that your brain doesn't want. You can be clear about what it is that you're going to not accept or reject or adjust. You can also be clear about the things and the people that you are telling you're not okay, this wasn't okay, get out of here. And so as your brain thinks about what that means, when your brain thinks about what that means, I'm not going to write this on my whiteboard. I'm going to delete this suggestion. I'm going to put that on sticky paper and I'm going to throw that in the trash. I'm going to allow that bother to come up because it's not on my index. This suggestion was not okay. This person now gets moved down my list or even off my list. Think about it this way. If a person has never had an opportunity to be on your index, if suggestion has not had an opportunity to be on your index, depending on who the person is or what the suggestion is, or what kind of conversation you had before this about that suggestion or that person, your brain may allow a thing in. Because of who they are, your brain may allow a thing, and then you can make a decision as to whether it was hot and exciting and you want to accept it or whether it wasn't and you want to reject it. Maybe your brain knows that it feels fantastic to simply give in to the idea that your unconscious mind doesn't have to go into trance for anyone at all unless it's been explicitly stated up front. Are you ready to go deeply into trance for me? Maybe you're not. You can say no. Maybe I say deep sleep and you're like still wide awake. Whatever it is that your brain wants to do is absolutely okay as long as you find yourself erring on the side of doing less than you expected. There won't necessarily be a time when you want to do less, when you want to do more sometimes, but you might discover that doing less allows you to remain in some sort of control. And unless you're with one of your top people on your index, maybe you want to make sure that that's engaged just a little bit, unconsciously, deeply in you, so that whether or not your conscious self is paying attention, and again, your conscious self doesn't really have to pay attention, just trust that your conscious self can go wherever it pleases, paying attention or not, your guardian angel can be there or not, but your unconscious mind can know that you are paying attention all the time, because it has to pay attention all the time to hear those words, to act on those words, or to reject those words. So allow your unconscious mind the ability to easily understand this is okay, this is not okay, this person is okay, these suggestions are okay, everything else that isn't there needs to be talked about first. Otherwise, I'm simply going to stay wide awake and reject it. And I might notice that some part of my brain initially responded, but that's okay. An initial response is not a total response. Initial response at, say, the phrase deep sleep from anyone's mouth doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to drop deeply into trance. If, for example, a member of government got on TV and just said that phrase, would you respond? Maybe you might be startled, but your brain does not need to shut off any government anywhere, really. Some of them are better than others. But your brain does not need to respond other than be going, huh, that's interesting. You do not need to find yourself automatically mesmerized and hypnotized by whoever is talking to you and at you, no matter what words they use, no matter what phrases they use. You have control over yourself. You have agency over yourself. I would almost say that it is your responsibility to think about the things that you think you like and the things that you definitely don't like and don't want to do, so that your brain can have a list, a little index inside you that knows this is okay, this isn't okay. And then to know, hey, this isn't on my list. I need to think about this a little bit more before I decide to accept it. So I'm not going to accept it right now. I'm going to put it on that whiteboard. I'm going to give it to my guardian angel. I'm going to give it to that airlock. I'm going to look at it on that sticky. And then when I come up and I'm wide awake, I'm definitely going to examine that suggestion a little bit more. I'm going to perhaps let the person know that it wasn't okay because we didn't talk about it ahead of time. But I'm going to look at it and I'm going to decide if I like that suggestion or not. And then you can let them know. Because when you're talking to somebody who has given you a suggestion that is not okay, they should be okay with you saying, I don't like that suggestion. That suggestion is not okay for me. That's fine. You don't have to accept any suggestion. You don't have to hammer the point home. You can just say that suggestion wasn't for me. Is there anything that would have made it better? Your brain can automatically do that for you. Like if you take a suggestion and you just adjust it, share that with your hypnotist too. That's important. But notice that your brain can feel how fantastically good it is of your brain to, when somebody is sliding suggestions in like that bus, and the moment they try to slide something sexy and hot rod-ish in, that bollard goes up instantaneously. They do not have permission, and then bam, that suggestion is rejected. And hold on to how good that feels and how empowered that makes you. And I don't care if somebody tries to do that in an hour or in 20 years, your brain can remember the idea of that bollard coming up, the idea that you have an index of suggestions that you like and that you're okay with, and otherwise everything else needs to be agreed upon, or it gets put in a different category altogether, like your airlock, like on that whiteboard, before you decide to accept it. And as your brain goes, you know what, yeah, this sounds like a great idea, or you'll come up with other ideas on your own that are even better. Whatever it is that you find yourself doing, trust the things that you absolutely trust. Don't trust anything else. And mostly trust yourself, because yourself is pretty amazing. Hold on to these things. Make them work for you, especially around people that you find a little sketchy. And then on the count of five, find yourself coming up all the way, feeling fantastic, and trusting more in yourself than ever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake.